Hi, I'm Avery Elfelt, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media, KHNS, where I work in Haines, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news on Alaska News Nightly or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Senator Lisa Murkowski yesterday condemned President Trump's pardon of those who attacked the Capitol on January 6th 4 years ago. She is one of only a few Republicans in Congress who have said so clearly. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on the fallout from those pardons at the Capitol yesterday.
Murkowski says Trump's decision to pardon 1,600 people, even those who assaulted police officers, is a terrible precedent.
Pardons of those who have been found guilty of crimes, very serious crimes. I wonder what we've come to here. This aspect of the pardons right now I find very, very troubling.
She also issued a social media statement saying she strongly denounces the blanket pardons of people who assaulted Capitol Police. Senator Dan Sullivan declined multiple interview requests this week to talk about the pardons.
We'll send you whatever question you have, I'll send you a statement.
Sullivan's statement says he doesn't know the details of all 1,600 cases, so he can't comment on the specifics. But Sullivan says President Biden's decision to commute the sentences of murderers was worse. Biden, in his final days, set free several felons who had served decades in prison. Sullivan's statement ends by saying that, quote, if someone committed acts of violence against law enforcement officers, they should be held accountable, unquote. Alaska Congressman Nick Begich says many of the January 6 defendants were nonviolent. When asked about Trump's decision to pardon people who had assaulted police officers, Begich also raised Biden's use of the pardon power.
For those folks that President Trump chose to pardon, you know, they've served their time. They've met their obligations within his capacity to make those pardons. I mean, I think we saw some very controversial and concerning, frankly, last-minute pardons for Joe Biden's personal family members.
Begich says the Constitution gives the president the power to pardon people at his discretion.
I think that many people will agree, me among them, that those 1,500 folks, by and large, deserve to be pardoned.
Meanwhile, some of the January 6 attackers were back at the Capitol this week. Reporters snapped photos of Stuart Rhodes eating lunch in the basement cafeteria of the Longworth House office building. Rhodes had been serving 18 years for a seditious conspiracy until Trump commuted his sentence on Monday. And some of the officers who were attacked 4 years ago told reporters they're horrified to see their assailants back in the buildings they serve in.
I was beaten, crushed, kicked, punched, surrounded. Someone reached underneath my visor, tried to gouge out my eye.
Daniel Hodges is the officer on a widely seen video being crushed in a doorway by the January 6 mob.
The people who attacked us on January 6 are free now. They can try it again. And they'll know if they try it again in the next 4 years, they know they'll get pardoned again.
Hodges was off duty as he spoke, but just finished 4 12-hour workdays to ensure Trump's inauguration was peaceful. Murkowski has more than once angered Trump and his supporters. Still, she says, this is the United States of America, and even with the pardons, she feels she's safe from political violence. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.